Canfield. Students in the Aviation Maintenance Program at the Mahoning County Career and Technical Center have a new set of wings to work on this school year. MCCTC received a Beechcraft Bonanza, an aircraft that most general aviation mechanics will be exposed to in the field. The plane is owned by David Williams. For the past few months, the plane has been serviced and stored at the facility of Mike Stanko, MCCTC School Board President and owner and operator of Gemco Aviation. MCCTC holds a special place in my heart as I was fortunate enough to be in the first graduating class of the aviation program in 1974. Our students will be able to perform various inspections on this aircraft, as required by the FAA, and will be able to simulate a multitude of operational functions of the aircraft, Stanko said in a news release. The aviation program at MCCTC is a two-year program where students have the opportunity to receive their airframe and powerplant certificate after completing the program. MCCTC is the only high school that offers this program in the state of Ohio east of Columbus, the release states. Catholic Diocese of Youngstown shifts media strategy. Youngstown. The Catholic Diocese of Youngstown is shifting its media strategy and is consolidating its audio and video media operations. The shift is necessitated by how viewers now access media, especially via streaming services and social media, a news release states. A new studio and offices for video and audio programming will be located at the diocese's central offices in Youngstown, replacing current studios at the Catholic Telecommunications Network of Youngstown in Canfield. Resources and personnel from the current CTNY studios will be moved to Youngstown to support an emphasis on digital and social media delivery, in addition to continuing to produce programs and diocesan event coverage available in partnership with local media stations, the release states. With the consolidation, the Ecumenical Television Channel, produced by CTNY, will cease operations by June 30, 2022, in coordination with cable companies. Etc. was once carried on 11 cable outlets, serving five of the diocese's six counties. Because of developments in the cable industry, ETC's footprint has shrunk to two cable companies serving only two of the diocese's six counties, the release states. Mass for shut-ins will now be produced from St. Columba Cathedral. In addition to digital streaming on the diocese's website, it will continue to be available via local media. In Youngstown and Warren, it is available on 21 WFMJ-TV. It is also being sent to 12 nursing homes and 4 prisons. Wineskins is also available for digital streaming and is aired on WKBN 570 AM and WILB 89.5-FM in Youngstown and WRQX 600 AM in Salem. Valley Businesses, organization to have ribbon-cutting ceremonies. Two Mahoning Valley businesses and a religious organization will have ribbon-cutting ceremonies this week. The Takeout, 1852 Oak Street, Youngstown, will celebrate its grand opening at 11 a.m. Thursday. The Takeout is a Southern Soul Cuisine restaurant owned and operated by business partners and friends Wayman Chambers and Antonio Owens, both of Youngstown. They became partners in 2019 with a food truck venture in the Truck Eatery. The Takeout restaurant features barbecue, ribs, chicken, brisket, etc., and daily specials, like Walking Tacos Tuesdays where patrons can enjoy a taco mix bag. Big Ben's Towing and Repair, 2261 Youngstown Road SE, will celebrate its grand opening at noon Friday. Big Ben's offers full-service auto repair and on-call towing and specializes in LS engine swaps and repair. The shop is open from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Friday and 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. Saturdays. It is available 24 hours per day for towing by calling 330-369-9008. Real Living Ministries Warehouse of Worship, 11331 South Avenue, North Lima, will have an open house at 3 p.m. Friday. A community family fun day is scheduled from noon to 4 p.m. Saturday, and a celebration service is planned for 10 a.m. Sunday. What started as a time of prayer and Bible study in a classroom at the Davis Family YMCA in Boardman expanded to two classrooms and eventually occupied the multi-purpose room there. Real Living Ministries, led by Joy and Perry Chikanowski, purchased the former cultured marble building at 11331 South Avenue in August 2020. The 12,000-square-foot building, now referred to as the Warehouse of Worship, has been remodeled to include a sanctuary that can seat more than 300 people. Hiring webinar scheduled for Thursday. Youngstown, Doyo Live will present a hiring webinar at noon Thursday. The Filling the Employment Gap webinar will feature strategies, success stories, and ideas on how to attract talent to a business, including online job recruiting using Indeed and JazzHR, writing job descriptions with effective keywords, leveraging the online word of mouth network, how branding and social media play a role in attracting talent. For more information and to register, click here. Gasoline prices increased 12 cents in Northeast Ohio. Youngstown, the average price for gasoline across Northeast Ohio is 12 cents higher this week at $3.10 per gallon, according to AAA East Central's gas price report. The average price for unleaded self-service gasoline in the Youngstown area is $3.05 per gallon. Do you have an announcement about your business or organization you'd like to share? Email news@mahoningmatters.com.